you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone? Bring them out, bring them out.
Bring them out, bring them out. She's on a mission to help a friend. Mm-hmm. She says it might backfire. And why is she doing it?
I know. Now I'm questioning the definition of help.
Do you have a prediction, Antoine? Because I don't know what it is and you don't know what it is. My prediction is this friend has a boyfriend or a husband that did something wrong. Like cheated, or he's a bad guy, or nobody likes him, and she wants to tell her.
I think it's a personality trait.
Okay.
That other people may find like annoying or frustrating.
Okay. Like your laugh is stupid.
Yeah, that sort something of like that. You tell terrible jokes, something like that.
Good morning, not Opal. She would like to be anonymous. So hello.
Good morning.
All right, we lodged our prediction, so we'll let it unfold and see if we're even remotely correct. You have a secret. You say you're on a mission to help a friend, but it might backfire. What is it?
Okay, so my best friend and I are supposed to have dinner on Thursday night.
Okay.
But I am not actually going to meet her for dinner. It's a blind date.
Oh, you're setting her up.
Yes.
Literally.
Okay.
So many ways.
Yeah.
So you have taken it upon yourself to arrange this meeting. She thinks she's having dinner with you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But much like those old commercials back in the day, we've replaced your coffee with, you know, Sanka. Did you notice the difference?
Well, that is her best friend, so she would know her well.
So I have a question then. That's kind of my question. Have you and her talked about, like, blind dates? Like, what is your best friend's thoughts on blind dates in general?
She's not a fan.
Oh, boy.
Which is why I'm doing this.
Because she would say no otherwise, is what you're saying.
Yeah, she would say no otherwise.
I have, it's a little bit of a reality check for all of our female friends that are listening right now. Love, honor, appreciate you. Trust me, you're way smarter than men. I know you are. You are all very bad at fixing up your friends. You're terrible at it. And you all think
terrible.
You're good at it. No, you're terrible at it.
Why would you say terrible?
Yeah,
because
why would you say that?
You put two people together and the first thing that comes to mind for you is, well, they're both single. And I love them both so much.
But if you know your girlfriend, then you'll know and understand who she likes.
No, you don't take any of those things into consideration. All of a sudden, you think you're your own episode of The Bachelorette, and you're going to try to put it together. And it, very rarely does it work out. Does it?
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, it could.
I think it does.
Yes.
I think it's hit or miss. Hit or miss.
You know what? It's good balance, Antoine, for you to suck up. I'm delivering the hard reality now. Ugh, I don't like it. I don't like it.
So, but you're going to do it, and she doesn't like blind dates. But is there anything else about that?
So, he is a friend of my brother.
Okay.
And he actually knows that this is a date. So he knows what's happening.
Right, right. Does he know that he's screwed? Because I feel like he's screwed.
Or maybe not. Maybe not.
No, he's screwed because he is being thrown into such an awkward situation. A first date is awkward anyway. And now you've even made it more awkward.
But one thing that not Opal has done is she's already got that icebreaker out the way. Like, because, you know, the hardest thing about a first date is trying to find those things to talk about. So what they could do for the first 10 minutes is rag on not Opal. Like,
gotcha.
They could come together. Like, oh, I can't believe she
and
did this.
And they make a connection.
And then they make a connection.
First topic of discussion. Man, that Opal sucks, doesn't she?
So actually, not Opal is a great friend and a person.
Yeah.
She's sacrifice herself.
I don't know.
I support you.
You're still rubbing your head.
I support you.
Yeah, I think it could work out.
I'm just tired of, she's always complaining about being single, but she's so freaking picky. Like, she just won't commit.
Oh, this poor guy, he's screwed.
First date.
He's screwed.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
She said, I'm just ready for my best friend to shut up. That's all this is about.
Right.
I love already.
So really what she's saying is, well, the main thing that we're looking at here is my friend is single and I'm sick of it. So
I do care about her.
I know
obviously.
You do. I know you do.
I mean, I want her to be happy.
Oh,
and
God.
This dude is, he's a great guy. I mean, I've known him for a while. He's been best friends with my brother and, you know, kind of like a part of our family. He's, you know, he's done stuff with our family. So I know him.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's going to be a good match. And, you know, like, so she doesn't bolt.
Let me ask you this. You're in a relationship. Yes.
Me?
Yes.
Personally?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I am.
So let me just ask this. If you were not in a relationship, would you date this guy?
Oh, that's awkward.
No.
That's kind of uncomfortable.
Why not?
Because that's her brother's friend. So
I would. He's a nice guy. He's good looking. I mean, I would, but he's kind of like a brother. Like I said, he's kind of been part of the family. Yep.
This is not going to work.
Good exit. Good exit.
Telling you, if the answer is not, if the answer, has to be yes. That's no, the only
but if he's
way.
Like a brother, though, that's different.
Yeah, she can't answer yes when he's around.
She can't answer yes. That's kind of like weird. You know, right.
Somebody is getting me an update after this. I don't care if it's you. I want to talk to your friend. I'm talking to this poor sap of a guy getting thrown into this. That we got to figure out.